It was Sir Francis Bacon who said that there is no beauty which hath not some imperfection in its being. And no man, of course, is perfect. Every great writer has known that one of the most fascinating phenomena of human beings is the combination of contradictions. And our greatest giants of literature and art are themselves often replete with contradictions. I actually didn't find a great many contradictions in Don Pablo. His greatness inevitably emerged in what he said. And a part of any man's greatness is to me the fact that he has certain frailties. But I have to add that, and I think Don Pablo would agree with me, it's perhaps harder to find evidence of any frailty in Marta Casals. He himself once said to me, "You know, Albert, it's an unusual thing for a man to be 30 years older than his father-in-law." He is 60 years older than Martita, Don Pablo is. And yet I see very little difference in their ages. To me, they're the same age. They're eternally young. There's no condescension in the relationship. It's not a relationship of a father and a daughter. It's not a relationship of a man who's sometimes unwell and his nurse, or between a superior and an inferior. It's a relationship between a man and a woman who love each other in every way. It's a relationship of two human beings who share a love of beauty in life. It's full of tenderness, it's full of humor, it's full of mutual interests. It's a relationship between two superlative artists. Martita herself is outstanding as an artist. People don't see her works in the way they see his. They don't see her creativity when his oratorio, Al Persebra, is performed. They don't witness her helping train the singers. They don't see her helping Don Pablo in his own work. But she's a great artist. Don Pablo is a man who believes in destiny of a sort. I don't mean to say that he has any mechanical concepts of the relationship of man to a superior being, but he does believe, with Hamlet, there is a destiny that shapes our ends, rough hew them how we may. And Don Pablo has said to me that he felt he was somewhat destined to meet Martita. For one thing, when he first met her, at the age of 18, he literally could have been meeting his own mother at that age. I've seen pictures of his mother as a young woman and pictures of Martita at 18. The resemblance between them is absolutely phenomenal. Now, also, both of them came from Puerto Rico, you know. This, too, seemed to him not just a coincidence, but something that was predestined when he came to feel the way he did toward her. From the first moment he saw her, he tells me, he felt that she was one of his family. And then, when he went with her to visit Puerto Rico for the first time, he went to the house where his mother had been born. And he found to his astonishment, he had not known it before, that Martita's mother had been born in the very same house, years later, of course, and not only that, but that she had been born on the same day of the same month. That, I think, was when I first asked him whether or not he believed in predestination, and he said, "Oh, of course, Albert, I do, naturally," as if he took it for granted that I and everyone else should believe in it also. Shakespeare repeatedly stresses that beauty in a man or woman is not mainly external, but internal. And both Don Pablo and Martita are beautiful human beings. And the combination of their beauty will have to be set down properly some way. It's difficult to do it in prose. Perhaps poetry is ultimately the only means. What I'm trying to say is that in order to understand Casals's greatness today, you have to understand the greatness and beauty of Marta. I believe, and again think Don Pablo would agree with me, that he would not have been the giant he has been these last years, doing things no other man of his age has ever done before, if it hadn't been for Martita. I believe that when he and she were married, he was reborn. I'm not, of course, speaking in a mystical sense. I mean to say that she brought new life to a life that was already superb and creative enough as it was. And if anyone finds this hard to believe, and they may, I can only say it's based on my acquaintanceship with them for 10 years. And in that time, I've never seen Martita irritable. I've never seen her impatient. I've never seen her flustered by her myriad activities. She's everything to Don Pablo. She's his very life. And it would be impossible for me to speak of Pablo Casals with love and respect, impossible for me to speak of him truthfully and honestly without speaking of her with equal love and respect.